Okay, in the next blog post blueprint section, I'm going to teach you another tried and true strategy that works well just in terms of a basic blog post structure that's going to be really beneficial to you. A lot of these things, a lot of the concepts that I talk about are layered on top of one another, so that you're very good at the basics. You don't need to do a bunch of extra stuff to be successful as a blogger. Once you get some basic styles of blog post done the right way, you're going to be able to move on and do some, you know, more nuanced activities. You're going to be able to try different things. So take all the things that I have to say in mind. Take the lessons that I'm giving you about how to make these posts work really well and use them to your advantage. So in this blog post blueprint, we're going to talk about the simple how-to framework. We're going to talk about how you can generate ideas for the how-to framework. We're going to talk about a simple and easy way to structure it out. We'll give you formatting tips, all sorts of good stuff. We're going to teach you how to do the how-to framework, right? So why does the how-to framework work so well? It works well because people have an appetite for education. They want to learn how to do things. They want shortcuts. They want answers to specific issues that they're having in their life. So a great way to come up with how-to ideas is to think of your reader in terms of the things that they aspire to be, the goals they have, as well as some of the things that they're afraid of and some of the frustrations they're having in life. So if you're going to write a how-to post, you're going to write a how-to post about something that they want to achieve or accomplish, a skill they want to learn, etc., or you're going to teach them how to avoid certain negative things from happening, or sometimes it's going to be a combination of both things. So really great exercise that you can use to figure out how to come up with ideas for how to post is to begin by, you know, write down list of fears and frustrations your audience is having, as well as hopes and aspirations of your audience. And then once you have some of those ideas in mind, you can begin to think about those in terms of outcomes, right? So let's say I'm writing something about writing. I can think about some of the problems and frustrations that writers have. So some of the problems and frustrations that writers have is maybe they feel like they don't write enough. They don't write consistently enough, right? So that's the problem. So what is the outcome that would solve that problem and lead to them living a better life and having a better career? An outcome might be they write 30 minutes a day, every single day. And then your post, your title would be how to write every single day, 30 minutes a day without fail. Boom. And then you'd go through and you'd give some of your techniques and recommendations in the post. So that's a simple framework that teaches you how to come up with ideas for how to post. And I'll make sure to include that in the little document that is that comes with this blueprint. But after that, you are going to have your premise for your idea, and you're still going to go through similar strategies that I've taught you in other lessons in the bigger portion of the entire Medium program, right? So you're going to go through the process of mind mapping out an idea. So if you're going to talk about how to do something, you have to talk about all of the different components of how to do it. So break out your pen and paper, brainstorm out whatever it is that it's going to take to solve the problem. So maybe you end up with, you know, somewhere between 3 to 5 sections that are going to break down the process of what to do. So let's say I'm writing an article about how to build an audience. Actually, I had a very big guide that I wrote about how to build an audience online one time, and I had to really structure out the nuts and bolts of everything that it took to be successful and build an audience. So I had a bunch of different sections. You know, one section was, you know, how to build an email list. You need to build an email list. And then underneath that list building section, there were even smaller items like you have to get your list building software. You have to create an incentive to get people to sign up. You have to use certain software to build those landing pages. You have to create call to actions, right? So when you're doing a really good how-to post, you're gonna map out everything, all the little nuts and bolts and intricacies of what it takes. You're gonna put that in your mind map so that it's really in depth and detailed. So let's say, again, you have five main overarching themes of how to do something in your article. And then maybe you have, you know, three to five tinier things underneath that, which might lead you to have upwards of 20 different little things that you mention, or you can make it simplified. You just want to make it enough information where if somebody reads it, they're going to know how to do what you want them to do by the end of the post. Now, it doesn't mean these always have to be a super technical topic or anything like that. You could write something along the lines of how to improve your life, which isn't always a super linear nuts and bolts process, but you can talk about some generalities about how to improve your life. You can think about the top three to five main things that would help you improve your life. Then you could talk about and describe in a little bit more depth some of the things you need to do to achieve those three to five things. And then you map it out on your mind map, which means you just draw a circle in the middle, draw a little bubble, write the subjects down, draw little bubbles underneath those bubbles, get all that stuff out of your head. Then you put it onto an outline, you type it up, put your headings, put some bullet points together, and then you have your outline and you kind of have a central thesis of what you're going to work on. And I'll have something concrete for you to look at in the document section that is going to help you do that. Then you write the post from start to finish. You have an intro, which is going to allude to the benefits of getting the outcomes that the how-to post promises to deliver. At the end of the post, you can either recap what you've learned throughout the post. You can add some final thoughts. You could give a motivational kind of rallying cry for the reader after you've taught them how to do everything. And then you're going to go through, go back and edit it. And you're going to edit it by making sure that all the steps that you mention in the process are relative to achieving the outcome that you're trying to get. You're going to delete anything that's kind of superfluous and that sounds nice but doesn't really contribute to getting the outcome that your how-to post is going to provide. And then you're going to go through and do some of the basic editing things like sprucing up the grammar, making sure that you're citing any sources that might add more credibility to what you're saying with the how-to post. That's really important. Making sure that everything is nice, neat, and wrapped up in a bow. So that's the basics, the gist of how to write a how-to post. When you go down and you look at the document created that's going to walk you through everything that you need to know, it'll click, it'll make sense. But this is another blueprint, especially for newer writers, for intermediate writers, that you can go and you can attack repeatedly. I wrote how-to posts for years, and they were bread and butter for me, and they helped me build an audience, build a platform, so that I can go on in the future and write more nuanced and esoteric, artistic content, if you will. So give the how-to post strategy a try, and then try some of the other blueprints that we have to offer in this section of the program.